KMAN, good morning. It's now 8:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and because of technical situations from Zappy the Squirrel, may he rest in peace. Our phone system is still down here at Manhattan Broadcasting, and we do have alternate means of getting our interview in with Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director. Julie, good morning, and welcome to KMAN this morning.
Good morning.
Well, I understand that you have one encouraging number, and that is the number of total active cases has dropped below 100 in Riley County.
Yes, we're very glad to see that. We hope it stays that way. We do have 96 that are considered active cases. So overall, Riley County has a total of 452 confirmed positives. Again, 96 are considered active cases. We hope to keep that number under 100. We have had 351 recover. We're excited to see that number so high as well. We currently have 3 COVID positive patients in the hospital at this time. There are 248 tests pending. We've had a total of 4,538 negative tests in the county so far. So that puts us right at about 9% positive rate right now in the county.
Of those patients in Ascension Via Christi, are there any on a ventilator right now?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. What was the number of recoveries again?
351.
Okay. You got to feel somewhat encouraged by a bit of a turn of events. And, of course, I suppose a lot of that is the fact that people are taking the mask situation more seriously. And now that it's mandated in the city of Manhattan, that apparently is having some impact.
Absolutely. Yep. We're seeing that all over. Every retail store that I go into, every restaurant, I see everyone wearing their mask and doing so properly. You know, that was a big thing in the beginning. Are people going to wear their mask properly? And so far, I'm seeing a lot of proper usage of the mask. So kudos to our community.
Okay. Well, we've had quite a bit of discussion last week. You issued local health order number 16, talking about a number of different things. Are there any changes to that in the foreseeable future?
Not in the very near future. That does not have an end date. So I did mention earlier that you know, we can amend that or rescind that at any time, but we want to keep that in place for as long as we need to make sure that it does have an effect and see what kind of effect that does have.
Okay. Let's also review here, well, because it's Wednesday, tomorrow is Mask Day with the Kansa United Way also. And they're still very active and lots of folks still making up masks too.
Yes, we're encouraged to see that. Kansa United Way does have a lot of masks that they're able to give out for free. They are located at Colony Square on Points Avenue. That's Suite 245. You can pick up masks between the hours of noon and 3 on Tuesdays or Thursdays. So feel free to go grab some masks. They are free. Lots of different varieties, too, as far as styles that you can see there. Also, if you're willing to donate some masks, they're still accepting donations.
Okay. Well, and we're starting to see a lot of masks that are in the stores now. And, you know, you have some of the traditional ones. You have some of the paper ones. But you're also starting to see a lot of folks manufacture masks of their favorite sports teams or, you know, hey, I saw a Batman mask, which really intrigued me. There's all kinds of different designs that are out there, but some of those aren't necessarily really appropriate in some respects in terms of the material that they're using, especially when it gets hot.
Yeah, you want to watch that. Make sure that the material is somewhat thick. We don't want to make it so thick that you can't breathe, but we also don't want it to be you know, see-through material so that it's not effective. You also want to make sure that it does cover your whole mouth and nose area and also that it goes down around your chin. That way you don't have any loose spots. It should be tight-fitting to your face. So those are some things to make sure that you take into consideration.
Well, and I know along with masks, you know, a lot of the products and one of the things that I'm hearing a lot about, you know, we talk about keeping things clean and you know, Clorox is saying that there's going to be probably a shortage of disinfectant wipes probably well into 2021. I know I don't see them in the stores.
Yeah, I've not seen a whole lot either. But yeah, as far as keeping things clean, you know, keeping surfaces clean, keeping your mask clean. I try to wash my mask every night. That is recommended. If you can do that every night, that's what we recommend.
You throw them in the sink, scrub them up.
Nope, throw mine in the washer.
That's a lot of water to wash one mask.
You can throw them with other things.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some other things regarded with COVID-19. And what are you hearing from some of the regional counties, Pottawatomie, Gary County, and then maybe also some perspective on how things are going across Kansas?
Sure. So we are in constant contact with our partners in Geary County and Pottawatomie County. We actually just had an EOC briefing on Monday. So we got to talk to them a little bit about what their next order might look like. It's still kind of up in the air as far as Geary County's next order. They're talking about possibly tightening some things up, but we're still not quite sure about that. They're still, that order is in the makes. As far as Pottawatomie County, I don't think there are any changes there. They have not seen a big spike in their numbers, and I believe that they'll keep things status quo there in Pottawatomie County. And of course, we always watch what's going on across Kansas. There's a good tool that we use, and of course, I can't think of the website right now, but a good tool that we are able to see the different counties and what category they're in as far as risk category. And that's very helpful for us to be able to see kind of across Kansas what's going on there.
I know also you've been in contact with election officials, and I thought yesterday from a perspective of public health, the things were handled quite well with the utilization and, you know, the styluses that were used for voters in those electronic election boxes.
Yeah, I was encouraged to see that as well. I know that people everywhere are just, you know, really, really taking this seriously, which I'm very glad to see that, and putting modifications in place where they're needed. So very encouraged to see that.
Anything else we need to bring our community up to date on, Julie?
Well, you know, I've been getting some calls and from some frustrated parents and caregivers about school. I know there are a lot of individuals that are anxious about the school year approaching and not really sure what to do to send their child to school or not. And I know that that's a big cause of stress for many parents and caregivers, and rightfully so. But I just wanted to take a moment here to reassure all of them and our listeners that the school boards, administration, all of the staff are working hard every day to make sure they have the very best safeguards in place, and that they're thinking of every little thing. And we are in communication with the schools on a daily basis. And actually, the USD 3-3 nurses are meeting with us and the clinical task force to make sure they have protocols in place for when students get sick or what might happen when a student or a staff tests positive. So just wanted to take a moment to reassure the community that the schools are doing everything that they can to make sure that it is a safe place for students to return.
I'm well aware that those communications continue with Kansas State University and with Manhattan Christian College and with Manhattan Area VOTech as well.
Yes. Yep. They are in constant communication with us as well.
Okay. Any further discussion with athletic activities in the near future here locally?
Yes, we have had a discussion with K-State Athletics, mainly concerning football, but other sports as well. So that is something that we're taking into consideration. We'll continue to talk about that amongst health department staff and, of course, the command staff to determine what that might look like for this next year.
Julie Gibbs, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
All right. Thank you.
Hopefully those numbers, those active case numbers will continue to drop. That's some encouraging news for us this morning. Julie, thank you much, and have a good rest of the week.
Thank you.
It's 8:12 at News Radio KMAN. Good morning. A look at our forecast is coming up next.